This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Allison Shannon, A-L-L-I-S-O-N-S-H-A-N-N-O-N. Date of birth 04-19-1978. Date of appointment February 7th, 2023. Requesting physician Tracy Kuban, T-R-A-C-Y-K-U-B-A-N. Dear Tracy Kuban, I have the pleasure of seeing Allison Shannon today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is going to get left knee surgery by Dr. Ortiz, O-R-T-I-Z. She needs clearance from the hematologist because she is on anticoagulation. Hematologist sent her here to find out whether she needs anticoagulation or not. She had a history of a stroke in 2015 with left-sided weakness. Right subclavian artery was thrombosed, leading to stroke at that time. Now the artery is clear. She was in Albany Medical Center for that. Now she is on anticoagulation. Past medical history, stroke, thrombosis, anxiety, depression, panic attack. Past surgical history, C-section, hernia repair. Cholecystectomy. Allergy to penicillin, amoxicillin, erythromycin, Bactrim, morphine, Toradol, naproxen medication, Tylenol, clonazepam, enoxaparin, gabapentin, lisinopril, quetiapine, sertraline, tramadol. Socialist, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is single, live with the children. She has 4 children. Family history, mother deceased, father alive with diabetes and depression. 3 sisters, 1 brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she had a history of a stroke and thrombosis of the artery. She has a headache, memory loss, depression, anxiety, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, or entered time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator, driftery, no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex 2-4, plantar responses are flagged there. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 44-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, old stroke. Number two, history of right subclavian artery thrombosis. Next paragraph. I don't have any record from the Albany Medical Center. I don't know what was the reason for the thrombus. If we will stop the anticoagulation, then she has a risk to develop the clot again and risk for the stroke. In my opinion, continue the anticoagulation until we will find out what was the reason for the thrombus. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office for as needed basis.